Hey, welcome to the Intentional Living Center, a part of Intentional Life Media Ministry and Family Life Radio from our center, where we focus on figuring out what pleases Christ and then doing it, living our lives in a way that brings glory to God. And listen, you know what? Less regrets, more hope, experiencing more vitality and thriving in our relationships. It is not about perfection. It's about doing that next right one thing. As the scripture says, figure out what pleases Christ and do it. We're here to help you do that. And today we're talking to people who are experiencing what we've referred to as silent depression, that kind of quiet undercurrent of things just aren't right. And maybe as a Christian, you feel kind of guilty, you know, maybe if I prayed more, went to church more, listened to Family Life Radio more. And you know what? Those things are good and those things will help for sure. But at times we even know some of the great characters of scripture struggled with depression. And so you're not alone. We want to give you some help today. And so Dr. Greg Jantz is back with us from A Place of Hope in Seattle. He's on the line. And for our Facebook friends, welcome as well. You can join us there and get a chance to see Dr. Greg. You're looking good there, Dr. Greg, in Seattle. Appreciate you coming back and being with us today.
Absolutely. And it's such an important topic. And so many folks, Randy, can relate or connect with living with somebody who's struggling. So I'm glad we can talk about it.
All right. We have some friends who want to join in who have been struggling with it. They have some help, some things they've learned. We just want the next 28 minutes to be transformational for many of you who are listening, maybe for the first time, to find that there can be some hope for you in this topic. Let's go. We have a caller, Anonymous. But joining us online or on the phone here. Welcome to the program from Michigan today. Go right ahead.
Hello, okay.
There you go. Yes, you're on. Go right ahead.
Hi. Yes, I have been struggling with trauma and severe PTSD for about, I didn't know I had that until I went to a counselor about 8 years ago, a Christian counselor. I grew up in church. I grew up a very good person, loving people, and I got married young, and some false allegations came up against me and that were untrue, which were resolved. But because of the situation and how it occurred in my life, has traumatically changed me as a person of who I am. Mm. And so I've been married 4 times now in my life. Mm. And when you mentioned silent depression, I kept silent because I didn't want to talk about it because it triggered in a lot of hurt.
Yeah.
And so when I was open to explain things that happened to me, people looked down on me, even though I was cleared of everything.
Yeah.
Even though everything came out for the best for me, physically and mentally, it destroyed me as a person, my personality, my health. Mm. And
so you were a different person before than you are now.
You were a different person now than I was in the beginning. Mm. And so now I have a lot of prayer. I pray for the armor of God to protect me. I have nightmares. I have heart palpitations where I get so worked up that I can't even hardly get out of bed. And it's not safe for me to go outside because I don't want to encounter. So I stay by myself to avoid seeing what's outside in the world because, as you had mentioned, it's bad out there.
Yeah, we do live in a troubled time. And boy, I'm so sorry you're facing this. And Greg, we're really talking about a form of these triggers that set off from his history and from his experiences in life. And do you see that with people? They go along in life and then this PTSD turns into depression and anxiety and this kind of thing?
Sure. One of the things that we see, and I use the term emotional hypervigilance, where, and our caller really described this well, about just being easily overwhelmed or irritated. And I just want to then pull away, isolate, stay away from others, stay isolated socially. And I pull back. And one of the traits of a silent depression is there's like long-term suffering. And maybe you've been given different diagnoses. Post-traumatic stress disorder would be one, anxiety disorder. But there's a lot of trauma and the long-term suffering. And I really believe this is where it's got to be. And I appreciate there's a supernatural God approach where we're praying for wisdom and healing, because some of this is, it's just bigger than we are. Now, you can come and get help. We can teach strategies. There's some good things we can do. But there's a spiritual healing that needs to occur.
Hmm. And what do you say to people who are struggling with depression and they say, but I just don't feel God. I just don't, you know, I go to church or I pray and I just don't feel anything. You know, I see other people growing spiritually and I feel depressed in my spiritual life as well.
And that's probably a part of it. You will feel depressed. You will feel unlovable. You will feel like nobody understands, and you will feel that God doesn't love you. That's why we call this a depression. And depression lies to us. Depression tells us we're not worthy, we're not lovable. Mm. So I'm going to say, well, that's pretty normal that you would feel in a spiritual desert and that you feel quite alone, and maybe that you feel like God just overlooked you, or you feel so much guilt and shame that God can never really love you. I'm just going to say right now, it won't stay that way, but right now that would be pretty normal and one of the signs that I really need to address some things.
And of course, understand that when we develop habits, whatever they are, emotional and otherwise, it's not based on feeling like I want to do it. And so praying, we pray because that's the right thing to do. We stay in scripture because that's the right thing to do. We reach out in loving ways and positive ways to face those fears because it's the right thing to do, not because we feel like it. Because frankly, when you're depressed, and I went through about a month period many years ago, maybe 6 weeks, of feeling really depressed. I don't know where it came from. Mm-hmm. I don't know where it went. I don't know what ended it. And I kept telling myself, here, I'm a counselor. I should be able to talk myself out of this one. You know, and you just, you have to get up and keep going. I would keep walking. I would keep exercising. I would keep doing the right things and understand that this wasn't me, if you please. You know, we define ourselves as a depressed person. We're a person that has depression. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really important to understand. You are still who you are, and in Christ, continue to grow in your life and don't let other people or your experience or your emotions to define who you are, because there's plenty of that going on in our world today. I'll tell you what, brother, can I pray for you?
Yes. And one more question that I have.
Yes.
My fiance that I have now, who is from Canada, she finally was able to visit me for the first time 2 weeks ago. And she questioned, she says, I looked at your name and something came up. And that made me, threw me into a very hard trigger, per se. And now I'm wondering, now should I just leave people alone and not even pursue a relationship anymore in my life? And just be alone?
Well, listen, I'll add my thought on this. You've been married 4 times. And there's a history there in terms of why those relationships worked or didn't work. And you don't want to go into a fifth relationship without making sure you're a healthy person. That doesn't mean a perfect person, but growing in health. But that's a really practical question. What do you do when you have hanging in your life things that other people may not understand or fully, you know? I think you have to be honest in relationships with people or they don't work. What's your take on that, Greg?
Well, you do. And we have to build a relationship on truth. And I have to say, you know, I've had these struggles. I've had this history. And we've got to build it on truth. And the truth is, I need to make sure I'm growing. I like what you said, Randy, because I don't want to repeat patterns. And so I've got to have a commitment that says I will not continue to repeat the same pattern. And whatever it is, I'm praying for wisdom, but I need to get the right kind of help so that there's healing, so that I'm not repeating a pattern.
Let me pray with you, brother. Father, I do pray for our friend who's tuning in and listening today from somewhere. Pray you encourage his heart. Give him wisdom. help him come into community with other godly men where he can get some support and encouragement in his life and some direction. We just pray that the evil one won't find a victory in his life any further than he already has, and that you will continue to give him direction and help, and we'll thank you in Christ's name. Amen. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back. The Bible is full of ways believers in Christ can experience hope. In part two of Dr. Randy's teaching, How to Experience Hope, he continues to go through the Bible and reveals six verses that show us how to experience hope from a biblical perspective. When you support Intentional Living with a monthly gift, we'll email you a blog, along with a video or audio of this teaching, featuring a new topic each month, as well as a bonus teaching on various topics that will help you live an intentional life for Christ. To receive this month's special offer, call 888-888-1717 today or visit theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Hey, listen, I appreciate those of you who have been supporting and praying for Intentional Living. And of course, our lesson this month on Experience Hope is available to you as you join us to be a part of the community from all over the country who are part of this journey of intentional living from our Intentional Life Media and Family Life Radio community. Just go to theintentionallife.com, click on donate, or call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717. And I know someone that's listening who's thinking, this doesn't sound like Randy today. I had one of those colds that decided after I went away, everything went away, and then it settled in my vocal cords. And I'm saying, you know, that's the last place a guy who's on the radio should have a cold settle, but there it is. Anyway, feeling good, but affecting the voice. Today, we're talking about depression, the impact, and when it's a silent depression, maybe you're silent with it, or maybe it's just kind of an undertone in your life, and you know it's struggling in your family and your relationships. You're welcome to share your comments at 888-888-1717. Let's go to Micah, who's in Arizona. Micah, go right ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, thank you so much for having me on. I just want to come on to offer support. Someone who, for myself, who I've overcome PTSD, anxiety. I served Special Forces for 6 years and Middle East. Saw a lot of combat, and the Lord just completely set me free.
Amen.
And when I came to the Lord truly with an open heart, just knowing that He is the truth, the way, and the life, and allowing Him to refine my heart, breaking free of generational curses, breaking free of spiritual oppression, and just having a renewed, being a new creation in the Lord.
Amen.
And He basically sent me directly into the world of spiritual warfare, of deliverance ministry. And, you know, I just want to have words of encouragement for everyone. So everything I do now as a minister for the Lord is all faith, food, and fitness. And I think that these things go together hand in hand. Yeah. And I find that with a lot of the people that the Lord sends me, first of all, working on the fitness aspect is super important, guys. Those of you that are truly suffering, getting out there and taking care of the body that the Lord paid a price for. And the food aspect is so important, too, because God has truly inspired man to make food under godly principles without all the chemicals, without all the hormones, without all the way that God intended food to be grown and animals to be raised. And when we focus on those foods, amazing things happen to the biochemistry. And, you know, you guys have to keep in mind that the enemy has also influenced man to create foods that kill people. So focusing on those two aspects is really important. And then there's a spiritual battle. So the fight is not of flesh and blood. It's in the spirit, guys. You have to understand of the spiritual forces that are very real. And you guys have to understand your identity as children of Christ, as children of God, that He didn't create you to suffer, right? So finding that joy through the process, but also knowing that you have to war in the spirit, and you have to come against these spiritual forces. So seeking guidance on, and it has to be Christian, strongly God-rooted guidance on breaking these generational curses, breaking off the familiar spirit.
My guess, Micah, this all has transpired in your life as a result of bringing that PTSD back with you. In other words, I'm wondering if that's true. Was this sort of, hey, I'm messed up, and this became a journey for you, and this, you know, this changed your life as a result?
I will tell you, with me, as someone who was a denier of Christ my whole life, I actually grew up Orthodox Jewish. So, and I served, I'm Israeli, I served in the IDF, counterterrorism unit, Lohama Beterol, and I got to a breaking point where I was screaming and yelling at God to show me the truth, to show me, to give me an answer. And it was Jesus, Yeshua, who came to me.
Wow.
And completely changed my life.
Amen. Boy, you got a book or story right there, my friend.
And a beautiful description of the whole person approach, how you covered every area.
Yeah,
love that.
The food, the right food, having the right, everything. Yeah. And of course, the spiritual, that this is a spiritual battle. Well, what have you found? I mean, you've worked with thousands of people, Greg, that come through your place. What do you see on the spiritual level? What difference have you seen a person's spiritual life and relationship with Christ has made in their life?
Sometimes there's a lot of church hurt or some things that have happened in life, and a person feels a lot of shame and they feel defective and God could never love me. So we have those barriers. And sometimes there's unforgiveness. Sometimes there's, I've been filled with bitterness about a person that was an abuser, or, and so these have all been blocks. But when you realize, oh wow, there's also God's forgiveness, and I can have healing in a way I haven't experienced, that comes from God's love. That's why I say there is a supernatural, we're in a spiritual battle, and there is a supernatural piece to this healing. For long-term sustainable healing, we've got to address that.
That's right.
It makes all the difference.
Yeah, and that's Micah's whole point. You know, he's referencing that passage that we see where we don't wrestle against flesh and blood.
Yes.
We've got a spiritual warfare going on in the world in which we live. And we don't see it. We see the results of it, but sometimes because it's in the spirit world going on, I mean, it's a powerful thing to recognize. And Micah, thank you for sharing a little bit of your story. There's a whole book right there. In your journey. And again, thank you for your service. And we know we got a lot of men and women who are listening today, and you have served in different capacities in the military or in other places where you've been traumatized. Frankly, you've been through a lot of trauma, and you bring that back, and that PTSD impacts your life. Let you know that a reminder that God can help you. Micah reminds us that this is a battle. This is a battle you're facing, and that we just pray you'll reach out and get the right kind of help, the kind of help that can be clear in all the areas of your life, and certainly based on your spiritual life and your relationship with Christ. All right, tell you what, quick break, come back. Hold on, Casey, Jeff, we'll get to both of you here when we come back here in just a minute. It says in 1 Thessalonians 2, 19 and 20, and this is Paul talking about, he's giving a confession of his ministry as he's writing to the church. He's saying, after all, what gives us hope and joy, and what will be our proud reward and crown as we stand before our Lord Jesus when he returns? He says to the church, it is you. Yes, you are our pride and our joy. As we're talking to people who are not experiencing hope, we need to help others help others. If we want to get a little more hope in our lives, help others and hope will grow in your life. Be other focused. That's biblical. I share with you several powerful verses in Scripture in this month's lesson that teach specifically how do we experience hope. We know we have hope, so the verses are in what steps do we take. There's 10 of them, 5 from last month and 5 for this month from Intentional Living, And if you're not a part of the Intentional Living community, you ought to be today. Join us at 888-888-1717. Press number 2 during West Coast business hours. You can get through to talk to our staff or anytime online at theintentionallife.com. Dr. Greg Jantz joins me today and earlier this week as we talked about silent depression. And sometimes what we're hearing is not so silent. It's pretty obvious and impacting families and relationships. And Dr. Jantz is the founder of A Place of Hope in Seattle and joining us today. We got time for a couple more calls. Casey, you're next from New Mexico. Welcome to the show. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Go right ahead.
Well, I say I'm good because that's a common response.
Right? Yeah, but that's good. That's right.
Really, it's been a kind of a rough day and crisis, you know, with just stress of normal life stuff, but dealing with anxiety, depression, and I've been isolating myself because I'm tired of arguing with people and I'm tired of being misunderstood by people, you know, and I try to express myself so that I am understood and making myself vulnerable. And then it seems like the more I reveal to people, the more they do the exact opposite of what I expect from them. And I don't know. Sometimes I do take it personally, but,
What do you expect, Casey? When you share with someone, what would you expect? That where's the disappointment?
Well, okay. So if I ask you to be considering the way you respond or something, take your time and try to be peaceful, you know, so that we can get along. And you never do that. You always do the exact opposite.
Yeah.
From the moment I've asked you forward, I mean, it becomes really annoying and frustrating, but sometimes I respond peacefully and sometimes I can ignore it, and other times it drives me bonkers.
Yeah.
I stop really losing my stuff, you know, but, yeah. And I feel like I'm doing a lot better than in previous years. I really do feel like I'm growing spiritually. But I can't control the response of other people, right? So I plead with the people in my life that are closest to me to treat me in certain ways, and often I get the exact opposite of what I request from them.
Let me, Casey, have Dr. Jantz address that from the standpoint of people who are listening to Casey, and you have people in your life that are not responding the way you need for them. Do you find that the case, that people who have a loved one who's depressed, sometimes they just don't know how to respond? They're kind of lost, or do they get frustrated? Yeah. I mean, what do you find, Greg, in the work you've done?
So many times we don't know what to say, or we feel like whatever we say is not the right thing, and it's hard to receive feedback or really to say anything to a loved one. That's a challenge. And so I'm going to say, go outside, go of your normal group, go with maybe it's in a support group of some sort, but begin to look for support outside of the family members. Drop the expectations that they're going to get it. Drop the expectations that they're the one that's going to understand and save the day. Because guess what? They're not. And so we need to remember that. That's hard. And we also have to guard our hearts from being really blaming. You know, they never say the things I need them to say. I bet they would if they really could. So we've got to move away from blame, and we've got to get our support probably elsewhere.
Yeah, I think that's probably the best one thing, Casey, for you would be to reach out and find that kind of support group, other people that really can understand. All right, we only have about a couple minutes left, but Jeff, I wanted to get you on. I promise that. Go right ahead from Arizona.
Yeah, Dr. Randy, I heard you in the previous program. Your guest, Dr. Jantz, summed up the program in the last 60 seconds, indicating that he suggested people take steps today to put a plan in place, because he indicated that with a plan comes hope. And I just wanted to point out, praise God, that this is entirely scriptural, and Jeremiah 29:11 came to mind, where God says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare, not for evil, to give you a future and a hope." And that just gives me an amazing view of God's love for us and his desire that that we have hope in our lives.
Amen. That's a great reminder. Thank you for holding on and waiting to say that, Jeff. It's a great verse, by the way. 29:11,
Jeremiah. I love it. It's our theme verse. It's our theme verse. You're going to see that on the wall when you come in our building. So I'm with you. A future and a hope. Amen.
Amen to that. Well, Greg, we do have 60 seconds. And what do you offer? The one thing is get a plan.
Yeah.
There's hope. Yeah. What else would you share?
Well, don't give up, but find maybe have three or four people that you can really trust. You don't need more than that, who are going to pray for you, but you're also going to pray for them. And each day, see it this way. I'm making progress every day. I may not feel like it, but I'm doing action steps. And let me just say, I'm doing intentional action steps every day.
That's right.
Because, 3 months will pass, 6 months will pass, and you will be on a different road. So don't give hope. Mm. Don't give up hope.
Amen. Dr. Greg Jantz, my guest today from A Place of Hope in Seattle, joining us here at our Intentional Living Center, located in beautiful, hot Tucson, Arizona, this summer, where we reach out around the country through our ministry of Family Life Radio and our Intentional Life Media. And again, we want to welcome this week all of you who have found us and will be finding us hopefully in the days ahead in our brand new, 93.1 FM station in Metro Detroit, basically covering from Toledo north, just south of Flint, from Ontario. Welcome to all of our Canadian friends in Windsor and Ontario, all the way over to Ann Arbor, the home of the Wolverines at the University of Michigan. And thanks to all of you who have been supporting, helping make that possible with your prayers and for Intentional Living. If you'd like to know more about the Ministry of Intentional Living and our Family Life Radio network, you can join us. Check it out at theintentionallife.com. Thank you, Gino, on Facebook today, making this possible. Thank you, Stephen. Thank you, Jennifer. And most of all, thank you, Dr. Jantz from Seattle, for joining us. God bless you all. We'll be back again next time as we focus on one thing, and here it is. We're to figure out what pleases Christ and do it for his glory. And you know what? Your benefit, that's why we're here, to help encourage you to live a life that brings pleasure to him and less regrets to each of us. Okay? Have a great day.